Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5:18. You learn something in the morning? In the afternoon? Are we good? Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. Now, in the morning and in the afternoon, we said being filled. Now, that's an instruction. Be filled with the Spirit. Now, that means you can be filled with the Spirit. That means it's within your reach to be filled with the Spirit. Now, in the morning and in the afternoon precisely, we began to explore the word filled. Remember? The Hebrew word mala, male, and the Greek word plero and pleroma. And I use a space narrative. Remember the space? Space. The space. Feel. Filled. Feeling. Okay. So, we said, being filled. Now, let's give it a definition. We saw Genesis 1:28, Genesis 6:11, 12, 13. I think we also got to Exodus 1:7, Israel. We go to Exodus 31, verse 3, and Exodus 31, that should be that's 35 again. 31, verse 3, then 35, Bezaleel. And we saw the word filled, Numbers 14, 21, Psalm 72, 19, Isaiah 11, verse 9 and 10. We also saw Habakkuk 2, 6 to 9. Sorry, Habakkuk 2, 14, Haggai 2, 6 to 9. Field. Don't forget also we saw Exodus 40 verse 34 and verse 35. The cloud, the glory filled the house, Moses and others couldn't enter. So we looked at all those texts about the word field. Now we come up with one important narrative we're going to work on that tonight. Are you here? And we said that being filled, right, includes taking dominion, remember? Influence. But we saw something fundamental when we compared Genesis 1:26 to 28 and Genesis 6:11 to 13. That God fills the earth through who? Man. Now, darkness, violence, let's use the devil. He also means to take control, subdue, right? Have dominion. God said, let there be light. This is what Paul saw. Paul, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. See what Paul took out of that. I know we've left Ephesians now. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. If our gospel be hid, can you see it? It is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Let's take it together. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, he may take you back to where? Genesis 1. Is that codified language? Who is the image of God? Lest the light of what? Who is the image of what? Shine on their, onto them, okay? Christ. And we? Look at the next verse. To shine out of the darkness as shine on our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. How many Genesis language can you see there? Is faith Genesis? Light? Shine? Are you here? Image? Glory? What about glory? They are all Genesis terms. Now, it's not that in Genesis 1:3, God was preaching. No. Genesis 1:3 shows you how influence is gotten in the earth. By what? Words. This is why the apostles will say, he has chosen through preaching. Are you here? Speaking. So, influence is by speaking. So, if I'm going to allow the Spirit, I'm going to allow the Spirit through words. Said God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. Has shone in our hearts. Has shone in our hearts. So, what does Paul do there? He takes our hearts there before we're saved as tohu wa bohu. Come on. Huh? Why? Because it's not yet inhabited. You could be a good guy, a nice guy, but the reason why you were created was to be inhabited by God. So it's darkness. Great. So he says, I shine our hearts. So words are the primary way by which influence is on the earth. Words. 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 So therefore, I can therefore, that's therefore twice, conclude that my mouth is not primarily for eating. How about that for you? I can also conclude that my mouth does more than gisting. I know gisting is a bad English, supposed to be a gist, but allow me to use that. To gist, to give a gist. My mouth gives direction. My mouth does. It gives direction. In fact, Jesus said this much. He had taught them not to worry or be anxious. But in Matthew 6:31, he says, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Take no thought. So even worry, anxiety, and fear, they have influence through what? Words. Faith also has influence through words. Words. The gospel I have believed came from words. God doesn't transfer thoughts to you by thoughts. He transfers thoughts to you by words. So, influence is through words. Influence is by words. Therefore, to be filled is not only though, don't forget we said that earlier on, is primarily by words. So, if we are filled with the Spirit, it's therefore automatic that it's by speaking. Being filled with the Spirit is by speaking. And you know, we also read Psalm 29 verse 9. It says, in His temple, they what? Speak glory. In His temple. They say glory. In His temple. So, having said that, let's read the New Testament text, because our time. New Testament text, we were there earlier, and we saw the examples of people filled with the Spirit. Paul instructs us that we be filled with the Spirit. And we can also see that we can pray for a believer to be filled, right? Okay, so Luke's Gospel 1 and 15, it says, John the Baptist shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. That's a very technical term, but let's leave that out so we don't deviate. 41. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was what? Filled. So being filled is also a response. She responded. And what now? Look at 42. And spake out with what? Huh? A loud voice. How does a loud voice sound? Someone shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
That's not loud enough.
Hallelujah!
So she didn't say, oh, blessed. She must have gone, blessed! Praise God. And we're going to see it's consistent. That when a man is filled with the Spirit, there is a shout. There's a shout. There's a shout. And you know, it reflects two things. It reflects the windy nature of the Spirit. It reflects, you know, the heaviness of God's glory. So Luke 1, she's filled, she spake with a loud voice. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And then what else? She spoke in a loud voice. Then she said, when is it the mother of my Lord shall come to me? Is that the word of knowledge? Revelation. As soon as the voice started to sound in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that's believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which she were told half from the Lord. So she has a word of knowledge. And then Mary responded. So you can see that in being filled with the Spirit, we inspire others. Right? We build others. We edify others. We inspire others when we're filled. So she shouted with a voice. Everyone heard her. Okay? She had a word of knowledge. And eventually a word of wisdom. Just the same chapter, Luke 1 and 67. This is John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, a priest. And his father, Zachariah, was filled with the Spirit. Now, before that, it's in 66. What manner of child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And it says 67. And his father Zachariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, what does he do? He gives a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. He speaks by revelation. He's filled, then he speaks. Luke's Gospel again, chapter 4 and 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into... Any echoes? Huh? Any buses? Is there a tohu there? Tohu wabohu, okay? Led into the wilderness space, right? So, there's a leading of the Spirit when you are full of the Spirit, even in the midst of confusion. So, it's full of the Spirit. That's Jesus. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this is Luke again, I stated Luke deliberately, they were all in one place with one accord. Now, before then, in Acts 1:8 and Luke 24:49, in Luke 24:49, Jesus had told his apostles, he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Now, look at something. I send the promise of my Father where? Upon. Any echoes? Any echoes? Does upon his influence? Upon his influence? Is upon influence? Upon is influence. And when there's influence, we see it. Right? So upon is not on their head, though. Influence. Genesis 1:2. Influence. Genesis 8:4. Genesis 7, where we saw the ark upon, right? Upon. So that's a lot of upon. So upon you, that's why I said, don't go anywhere. Wait. Okay? Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after with the Holy Ghost is come where? Upon you. Right? Consistent? Huh? Upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Come on. Does that look like a Genesis mandate? Huh? Looks like it. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the earth. Okay, good. Then Acts 2:1. Let's see the manifestation. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place of God. There, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. Don't forget, fill is not instantaneous, right? It goes from person to person, right? So somebody must have started. Then you pick it up. So we must have the intelligence of being filled. Somebody started, others picked up. Right? Are you here? That's the language of being filled. There's a flow. So in this house now, right, it can start from there and come here. That's being filled. And let me say something quick. For us believers, we are vulnerable to the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm telling you? You know, if you have a, I mean, you know, there are some people when you are talking to them, you know, you are careful what you say. Right? Some of them can gossip against God. You are careful what you say. But you know, there are friends that's why I am one of those folks that I speak against recording people's conversations. I think it's extremely wrong. People do not know you are doing that. So I kind of tell people it's wrong. You know, I don't do it, so I tell people it's wrong. But when someone is talking to you, just like you're talking to your wife, you're just talking. You don't gauge what you're saying because you're vulnerable. You let down all your guards, right? You let down all your guards, but you can't talk like that on the pulpit. The way you talk in the house, you can't talk like that on the pulpit. You behave yourself more. Now, you can even be free on the pulpit if you are now called to give a speech. And they say, come to the United Nations and come and give a speech on climate change or something. Then you now bring house manners. They will look at you and they'll just switch off the screen. I mean, take off the camera. Ah. Not that what you are doing is evil, but it's not for this place. But when you are home, you are vulnerable with your children. I hope you are like that. I had to be counseling pastors in church, my church. And I say it publicly because it has to affect everybody. And sometimes when you marry somebody in the church and you're a pastor, you may want to carry church home. Well, my wife one time, she were in the room, she said, Pastor, I said, where is he? Woe betide pastor to do those things in the bedroom. That's not a pastor's role. If a pastor does that, that's a sin. But so please, leave that pastor at the gate. I said, where is he? So you drop the pastor. When you get to the home, then you become vulnerable. Let your children see their dad, not spiritual father. And they will say, Daddy, you are wrong. Never say that. Oh no, oh no. That's manipulation. Your wife should be able to tell you, I'm saying that because my wife does it. Don't be silly. And I say, so what's wrong with you? Am I your mate? I wish you know that. Because this is, my wife is such an interesting person. As soon as we start talking about church, the way she switches, I say, are you a robot? One way she's abusing you. And I'm saying, do you know how much you're mate in real life? Then I say, okay, what about? She just said, okay, sir. I say, the same human being? Are you possessed? You know, and that's called an attitude. Amen. So, you know, you should don't take it home. Before you know, you'll be talking like a pastor in the house. So, one committee. You don't do that, okay? When you are home, you know, let your children argue with you and say, you were wrong. My son is not even like that. He heard me say on the pulpit, he said, Daddy, you gave an example today on the pulpit, you were wrong. So I said, what do you mean? It was one historical fact that I gave. He likes history. He studies, researches history. He said, you were wrong. I said, no, I know it's Mesopotamian, but you know there was ancient, and he just kept quiet. He said, okay, you're right. So I said, actually, you were correct. So I'm going to correct myself. So the very next day, it was a seminar, he was there. So I said, my son corrected me. And I said it very fast. You know, so. he was extremely fast. I move very fast. So yesterday, I said, so that's not him. So my son said, emoji. You know, be vulnerable, okay? At home, you're vulnerable. You know, you be able to say, what did you just do, daddy? You know, my children enter the restroom and say, daddy, did you just use this place? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you don't feel bad. This is not church. You know, your protocol guys can't say that to you. They'll just be sticking it up, robot somehow. Jesus is Lord. Are you here? Yes, sir. All right, good. But your children, right, should be able to say, daddy, come off it. Ah! Do you know? And that's what it is. You should be able to say, well, correct me on this. Help me out on this. Yeah, that's it. So don't take it home, all right? Don't take it home. That's the same. And you know, it could be a problem. Because don't take it home. And it's the man who is a pastor that makes it easy. Is that clear? And that's it. Over bless you with that. Good. Be vulnerable. So I'm vulnerable with my friends, right? We talk. There are things we say we can't say outside. If they get to know, we're in trouble. They'll say, You know, I was talking to the Reverend Tokes. Reverend Tokes is quite close to me. I've known him for about 30 years. And I said, if you know his favorite movies, you won't believe he's a Christian. I said, I'll tell the world. I promise you. I didn't say it on his birthday. I don't know how I forgot. But I'm going to say it here. He likes those movies where they say they use voodoo. You know those Yoruba movies? They'll bring out. If anytime I call him, I say, you are watching it again. Say, leave me alone. You know why it's like that? Because we are friends. Of course, an elder brother to me. We're friends. So with friends, you're vulnerable. You're just like, come on, you can laugh together, right? I don't like a friend of you crack a joke and just say, laugh now. It was, mama, sorry, I can laugh about Chelsea. Is he wearing blue? You see the problem? They are bleached, they are blue. You guys are in trouble. They bleach the blue. You know, when people, when you're in boarding house and they gave you a slap, you know the blue you see? This is the blue. You know, we joke, we laugh. There are things I say to him, you know, because we're friends, we're vulnerable. He just talks. He doesn't think I'm going to use it against him. He's not with friends that you correct your grammar and say, sorry, it's supposed to be D. And D. You understand? Because you're friends. Now with the Holy Ghost, we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to the Spirit of God. When we come into services like this, we put down, same way I said the pastor should put down pastor at the door, right? If you are prim and proper, please drop it at that place. Be vulnerable here. So that we can flow. Okay? There's nobody you are posing for here. We are family. We are all sinners saved. Your own sinner just wore suit. Do you get it? If you were older, you are just an older sinner. Do you get it? So we are vulnerable. You get it? We sit at this table as equals in the spirit. Well, you know what I mean by that? All brought in by the blood. Amen. All brought into God's temple together. None of us has merit on it. Amen. So I'm vulnerable. So when I'm vulnerable like that, it's easy to receive from you.
and I can easily bless you. Do you know somebody who doesn't speak good English can prophesy and be accurate? And the person with good English can say nonsense. Very good English. Rather than get the prophecy right, you are particular about the tenses. The Spirit, God, is moved. At the end of the day, to who? Yet a guy whose grammar is not correct can bless you. Amen. You know, like I said about getting home and being vulnerable. Are we home? This is home, right? Heaven on earth. Amen. This is home. We feel at home here. You know, here, even if we make errors, we'll correct ourselves here. It's home. The very first time I spoke in tongues, I was just dropping it small. Ta, to, ta, ta, to, to. I've never said this before. I remember it was tattoo. But you know what? As I stayed more at home and I saw other believers, I became vulnerable to the Holy Ghost through them. After a while, unconsciously, I just got better. That's being filled. You get it? That's being filled. So we're here, we're vulnerable to the Holy Ghost. Whatever he is doing in this meeting, I respond with ease. Because I am not pretending here. I'm not acting up. I'm in the family room. You understand? I'm in the family house. And if I see something going on, I get in on it. Right? I get in on it. You know, people know how to flow. I'll tell you one of these. Have you ever seen people running and you just started running? Did you ask questions? Are you flown? Did you ask questions? Now, somebody is rejoicing. You are saying, what's going on? What else could be going on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down, let me finish my preaching. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you see a believer not flowing, it's unbelief. He knows how to flow. He knows how to flow. It's unbelief. He knows how to flow. He's only not willing. That's all. He knows how to flow. He's only not willing. We know how to flow. And since we know man is God's method, I can know what God is doing just by opening my eyes and seeing another believer. That's all. When I see another believer, I know what God is doing. That's all. If you enter a prayer meeting and you see people praying, you know, you can just see, you know, maybe you were feeling, you were just praying, and then you saw someone, maybe a sister or brother, and they just start praying differently. You know that they sense a burden and they start to like groan. You know, you just say, well, I receive it. That's all you need to say. You know, God is doing something. Glory to God. 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 Ha.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be God. Try and sit down. We'll see it. So, is it possible to be filled with your mouth closed? Yes, Lord. So when they said on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled. It means everybody was vulnerable. When I saw Peter do it, I'll do it. When I saw John do it, I'll do it. That's all. I just saw John saying, I just opened my mouth and Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sit down. Amen. Sit down, thank you. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 no! God. Oh, blessed be God. Oh yeah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, I saw something now. I heard it and I saw it. For some of us, we stayed at the door of something. There's a door you are yet to step in. No, just listen. Listen a bit. There's a door you're yet to step in. And I'll ensure, help by the help of God's Spirit, that we get into that door now. So just hold on. Now, you know, we picked on a few things in Binfield. For a good number of us, we only stop with the utterances. And yet there are dimensions. There are depths. Right? Sit down. Now, when you sit down, let me tell you what you shouldn't do. If you're sensitive, you know that something just happened now. It wasn't planned. You shouldn't stop speaking. Just reduce it. You get it? Because in his temple, we speak. That's why when Paul told them in 1 Corinthians 14, he said, when you come together, every one of you has a tongue, has an interpretation, has a revelation, has a doctrine, has a psalm, let all things be done to edify. Say, if any speaks in tongues, let it by two or by both by three, and by that cause let another person interpret. He said, if there is no interpretation, let him go home. Nope. Let him keep silent. No. Let him keep silent and speak. Because in the temple, we speak. And speak to himself and to God. You know some folks, thank God for their good hearts, but very dumb heads. They said, well, Paul was mocking Christians
when he said, if you speak with tongues, you edify yourself. That is like mocking the use of tongues. So I let them finish. I said, so when he now said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. You know, sometimes when you want to criticize, you sound more foolish. He said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues. I like something, who said it? I'm not sure which of these reformed guys said it. He said, that verse puts to bed any thinking. I said, he even said in 39, forbid not to speak with tongues. Don't stop it. You can't see that one and stop tongues. It's an instruction not to stop tongues. You can't stop tongues. Then you'll be walking against the will of God. You can't stop tongues. You can't. He said, forbid not. So God forbids you to forbid tongues. It's that simple. So you can keep speaking. Now, there's a door. You know, when we read about Elizabeth, she spoke and she also spoke out revelation. Okay? She spoke out revelation. So one of the ways we see is by words. She spoke out revelation. What else? Zechariah spoke out revelation. Spoke out revelation. So in being filled with the Spirit, there is revelation. That means there are things that will come along the line of that utterance that will point to specific people, specific events. See, I know there's this thing about people seeing things that looks like it's way beyond you. It's not beyond you. It's not beyond you. When you are filled with the Spirit, when you are filled with the Spirit, you are in a realm where you can hear things and see things easily. And that is tonight. And you know how you yield. It's the same way, just be vulnerable. Be vulnerable. And you won't miss it. Don't think, oh, what if I... Somebody said, what if I hear the devil? You can't hear the devil. And in case... you heard the devil. That hearing the devil itself is the gift of the Spirit. In case of incasity, that you now heard the devil. Because there's a gift called discerning of spirits, where you can discern the devil. So when you hear the devil say, oh, I heard you, eh? Don't be afraid. Be vulnerable. You are at home in the Spirit. You are at home. Because you are his house. You are his earth. You are his house. So be vulnerable. Now look at how we started. We said that by seeing other believers, we can be vulnerable. What about the revelation gifts? When we see it in others, we'll walk in it. That's why Paul said, if you all come together, and every one of you. That includes those that he rebuked for being carnal. In chapter 3. Every one of you. Including those who took their brethren to court. Chapter 6. Including those ones who were not mourning over the Corinthian brother in chapter 5. Every one of you. So tonight, can you please take down any hindrance of condemnation? Now, I'm not trying to endorse sin. I can never do it. I'm born of God. But the stealing Judas was healing the sick. So why would you? You know, you don't be vulnerable to the moving of the Holy Ghost. And like I tell them this in church a lot. Don't be stereotype. You know, when you are stereotype, it means there's just one way. Just one way. You speak with tongues, then rejoice. Then go home. Yes, speak with tongues, rejoice. And also receive word of knowledge, words of wisdom, the workings of miracles. I'm open and vulnerable to the diverse workings of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I'm open. I'm vulnerable to the diverse workings of the Holy Ghost. Something unique, Pastor, is this. Did you notice something? That in Acts 2, there were 120 people there. There was no distinction on apostles. That is the idea of God's earth. No distinction. Everybody. Moses said it to Joshua. When Joshua went to meet him, some guys, they didn't come to church, but they are in the tabernacle. They are outside the tabernacle and they are prophesying. He said, envious now for my sake. Woe to God that all his people be prophets and he will put his spirit upon all of them. So when Joel read that, because prophets will read and interpret, then he said to them, he said, look, Joel now said, afterwards, when God has rescued you from exile, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. He said, all flesh. Now, Joel is interpreting what Moses said. It's the mind of God. It's the mind of God. It's the mind of God, male and female. That's why I almost cringe, almost in annoyance at any church that forbids women from standing on the pulpit to bless others. Which scripture are they reading? They'll now go to some scurry text of Paul and they try to come out of it. No. Let's go to the beginning. Just like Jesus did in Matthew 19. In the beginning, male and female created he them. He will flood the earth with male and female alike. That is what he said. Male and female alike. You know, there's something really, and we're in a society, we're Africans. You know, in the African culture, you know, women is almost unconscious. You just say, she's a woman. You know, we just say that. Now, when you go to the West, it's the extreme. Those ones who exalt women over the men. They say wife and husband. You know, it's like, people always like extremes. You know, I notice something when women are preaching. When I say it, someone is already laughing. I make fun of them a lot in church. And I say that every time they are preaching, including my wife, they are always talking fast. I'm telling you, relax. Don't let societal pressure get to you. You can teach calmly. You can move the power of God calmly. Relax. I know, you know, like, it's like, they know there's a whole lot that tries to take that off. This church is not like that. And we are not like that. In here, we flow with the Holy Ghost. We don't flow with culture. We don't flow with societal beliefs. We flow with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is on everyone. Amen. 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 You can, if you say you've never spoken in tongues before, and you have still not started now. If you are here now, you've not spoken in tongues, and you still not started, what are you waiting for? Anything you say is of God now. Anything. It's his house. Anything you say is of God. Say, what I'm saying is not making sense. It never made sense to me too when I started. Hallelujah. We can flow with the Holy Ghost. 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 We can flow. So don't forget, flowing with the Holy Ghost means to be vulnerable. To be vulnerable. To be vulnerable. You know, you see some people, when they come to Holy Ghost meeting, they'll take off their shoes. They are ready for anything. There was a guy like that in Ogbomosho. Ogbomosho is a town in Oyo State, Nigeria. So we just said we're going to have a night. That was Friday night. I was taking that Friday night. So the Thursday night was a wonderful night. We had great moves of God. So I was taking the Friday night. You know what he did? He came with a car and brought a driver. He said, because I know I'm not going to go home. Same. So he brought people that will take him home. That is how people learn to flow. You can learn to flow from home. So he came. He knew that, look, I'm going to get drunk. And that's what Reverend McCarkin says. If he said, if you don't drink well in church, you will drink in other places. You drink in other places. I like to get drunk in church. Full of joy. Full of God's power. Full of God's spirit. Full of God's spirit. Full of God's power. So watch. When I'm filled with the spirit, I speak. When I'm filled with the spirit, I see. Now, there was somebody else. Look at Acts 7. You can take your Bible and look at it. Acts 7. You can sit down. Let's sit down a bit. We'll get to one or two things now. Acts 7. Look at 55. Look at 55. I skipped down. I don't know why I did. Acts 7. Are you there? What does it say? Acts 7:55. You know, we said, when you are filled, you will speak. We saw that in Acts 2:4, Acts 4:8, Acts 3:30 and 31. We saw it Acts 9:31 as well. Acts 13:52. You are full of joy too, right? Acts 13:9, where there was a working of miracles by Paul. So there's now utterance plus something. Miracles. Now look at Acts 7:52, 55. So when we are full of the Holy, you will also see. He saw. The glory cloud is here. We sang it. We see the glory cloud. We sang it. We see the moving of the Spirit. We see the moving of the Spirit. We see it. So when we are full of the Holy Ghost, which means when you are full of the Holy Ghost, which is primarily by speaking, it takes you into another manifestation. Brother Hagin will always say that tongues or utterances is the doorway. It's how to start, but not necessarily how you are going to end. You will end up with other things. Miracles. You end up with sight. You end up with joy. You end up with different things. So don't be stuck at the door. Get in. Don't be stuck at the door. Get in. Get in. Now let's say one very vital one. I'll pick on a few more tomorrow morning. Do you know that we also said being filled also means to benefit others. To build others. It's not about you. Everything you just did now is not about you. Everything. It's not about you. That rejoicing is not about you. It's not about you. You are serving others. You will take that rejoicing to the world. It's not about you. It's not about you. Look at Philip, filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 6. When he got to Samaria, the city was filled with what? Joy. Where did they get it from? Philip. So that joy that you just rejoice now, when you go for evangelism, you are going to see it. Filled. So you are now serving others. You got filled by speaking. Others get filled through you by you also what? Speaking. So being filled also means the minister. We saw Bazahi, right? He's building. So being filled means that we allow God's Spirit to walk through us to minister to others. Hallelujah. You know that Pastor Riley said in the afternoon, by God's grace we'll be back here. He asked me to come. I'm not forcing myself in. You know. And truly, really, I think this meeting is setting the tone for that meeting. Amen. You know, I'll tell you something. This will also help. When I left, I said to my friends, when we left last year, you know, we had that same meeting last year. And I went to, and I told them in church, I said, uniquely, it happened in this church too. I said, there's a unique way I minister now for my friends that is like I am in church. And there's just a unique way. It's just changed. And I told them something. You were there. I said, it must have been the way the pastors presented me. That it was, I had to say it over and over again. Almost like warning my people that be careful. Some people are seeing something. And you have to, you know, up your game. You know, up your game. You know, and that's it. That's it really. We can decide how much of God's glory will be in a meeting if we just place more honor. If we all prepare better for meetings, we'll see more things. If we prepare better, if you don't learn anything, look at that woman with the issue of blood. Let's assume she was going to church. She kept saying it. It's going to be a glorious meeting. I'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. I work in revelation gifts. Pastor is going to minister under a unique grace. And when he does, he will minister to me. What a day it will be. I'll be full of joy. She said it and said it till she happened. You can say it. You know, look at some of the things that disconnect us. They say, oh, what's the time? Time is going. You know what you have just done? You have created a block. Everything you say must be about His glory. Everything, including worries, anxieties. You know, it's about His glory. It's about His glory. It's about His glory. So we learn to flow. And like I said, don't be stereotype. Don't be. Do you know the way you responded to joy? You know? You jumped up. You knew how to. You know, same way. I don't know why I'm stuck on you and this area. Same way, you know. You can get into a trance that way. Yeah. You can. You can have the Holy Ghost come on you. And you'll see things. And you'll know things. You know, you can have peculiar experiences tonight. You know you can? Oh yeah. You can. You can. Peculiar. Don't forget, be vulnerable, be vulnerable. Don't press any brakes. You can. You can. Your eyes can be open to see things in this meeting. You can.